All right, UNH3, Merrimack 1's the final here in Durham. Scott Borks with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And, you know, Scott, watching this game from start to finish and the way that you guys played, it seemed like the effort, you know, I know you guys undermanned and so on, but it seemed like the effort and so on, you know, blocked 20 shots, for instance. You know, a lot of the things I think that you would want your team to do, that you were able to do that tonight, just not able to score enough goals.
You know, I was really pleased with our team without the puck tonight. I thought that they're a good offensive team, and they make a lot of plays in the offensive zone. I thought we were able to limit that by being really aggressive. Obviously, as you mentioned, blocked a lot of shots. You know, difficult. A couple of those goals are just like things that, you know, you feel are preventable, you know. And when you play as hard as we did these last two nights, and especially tonight, as shorthanded as we were, it just is disappointing that a couple little plays get behind you and control the game. But, you know, overall, I thought we did what we came here to do. We just didn't get done what we came here to get done.
You have kind of a veteran team this year, but yet a team that hasn't gone through something like this. You know, I can imagine, you know, that mentally it could wear on a team. How do you deal with that?
It's a great question. It's my biggest concern, you know, because I know how it's worn on me and our coaching staff. You know, practices are different and more difficult to have, really beneficial ones, and it's been an unbelievable grind, and I just keep trying to keep our guys' eyes focused on the end, and let's be playing our best hockey at the end of the season, give ourselves the best chance we can in the playoffs, and I feel we have a good team, and I feel we can likely be relatively, if not completely healthy at the end of the year. If that could be the case, then I think we'd have a shot, you know, at the whole thing, so... you know, I really like the way some of our younger players played today, who don't get in those situations very often, yeah, which is a positive for our team. So we came here to grow. I thought we did. I just wish we got it done.
Yeah, that's one of the things I wanted to ask you. You can only dress 11 forwards, only had 11 healthy forwards that you could play, and then, you know, you had to put a guy like Brady Hunter in to play center there. You know, you asked a lot of the younger guys, even more so than you've had to a lot of the season, and you had to do that tonight.
Yeah, for sure. I think that Brady really acquitted himself well. And, you know, I think that Brady and David Sacco and Luke Weiland, those guys played well. And they fulfilled really strong roles for us today. You know, Tyus played most of the year and scored again. You know, obviously Ethan's a big loss in that class, not having him here. But I think that, you know, I've been pleased with the way all of our younger players, Frankie, Jurasevich, and Max Watville as well. You know, so that's a really good class. I think it's going to really help us moving forward.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, defensively, you guys, I thought, played well. You know, including Frank might have had his best weekend as a Warrior so far, you know, the way that he played. But you had guys out there that were, you know, doing a lot of the little things that were, you know, maybe you guys gotten away from a little bit in the past. But this weekend, it seemed like you did that tonight. You know, they didn't get that second goal until very late in the game. And, you know, and it was a one-goal game until that point.
Yeah, for sure. And at the end of the day, you got to just try to give yourself a chance to win. And I felt what I was trying to do and hoping that we could do was to shorten the game, you know, and make it a 20-minute game because we knew we were shorthanded. And we did that successfully. And it was really kind of a, you know, knife to the heart when they got the second one. But we, I liked the way we played after that, too. So, you know, I feel really, you know, it's weird someone asking this question, you know, how you doing? I said, I feel awful for our guys. I feel awful for Benny Brar. You know, he's came back for something very different than this. And on paper, we expected it to be very different than this. And we just haven't had that roster for the entire season. And we're not going to. So I just, you know, I'm hoping that they can leave footprints in a different way. And I think they have thus far set us in a really good direction. But that's the thing. I mean, it's a grind to me because I feel so bad for our guys.
Special teams tonight, you held them off the board and the three power play chances that they had. I know you guys went 0-for-3, but it seemed like the power play, you know, was moving the puck well, getting some, you know, generating some chances in front of the net. Again, you know, probably just come back to doing everything except actually getting the puck in the net.
Yeah, no, I know the power play made a little bit of adjustments to play faster and more downhill, and I really liked it. You know, I thought we had some really good looks. They defended well. You know, they were a good team, and they defended well and made some good plays. And I thought our penalty kill was excellent, and especially Benny Brar and Mark Hillier, Matty Capone, and Philip Forsmark. We leaned into those four guys heavy, and they ate a lot of minutes, and I was really impressed with that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, those guys that you asked a lot in every situation of them tonight, is that possibly going to be the case, at least in the near future, like next week as well?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The good news is that at the end of the year, they'll be in unbelievable shape. We just got to keep them healthy. But, no, I thought we got a lot out of a lot of guys tonight, but those four killed penalties played in the power play, and I thought really acquitted themselves well. There was one power play that went 2 minutes in the zone, and Mark and Benny killed it with the defenseman, and that was really tough to do. And I was worried that we wouldn't get them back for another 10 minutes just because that burns you out, but they did a great job. And you know, I was really impressed with that penalty kill. That's both our special teams.
Yeah, I was going to say, on the kill, it seemed like one of the things you guys were successful at is, I think you were talking about inside ice during the press conference there, you really didn't allow them that on the power play.
No, we didn't. We didn't allow it much all night, even 5-on-5 and just a couple of blips. But I thought that the PK kept the puck to the outside, frustrated them by blocking shots, just like they did to us. You know, that's a good hockey team. You know, it's a really good hockey team. And, you know, it's unfortunate. You know, we weren't able to get any behind them or get enough behind them.
All right. Thanks a lot, Scott. We appreciate it. Safe ride home. We'll see you next weekend.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it.